请我们先读几处的圣经。
Shall we first read several passages of scripture?
请我们翻到我们最近常读到的希伯来书。
We'll turn to the book of Hebrews, which we have been reading quite often lately.
希伯来书第十二章。
Hebrews chapter 12.
我们读第一、第二两节。
We'll read verses 1 and 2.
希伯来书第十二章第一节。我们既有这许多的见证人如同云彩围着我们，就当放下各样的重担，脱去容易缠累我们的罪，存心忍耐，奔那摆在我们前头的路程，仰望为我们信心创始成终的耶稣。他因那摆在前面的喜乐，就轻看羞辱，忍受了十字架的苦难，便坐在神宝座的右边。
Hebrews 12:1. Therefore, since we have so great a cloud of witnesses surrounding us, let us also lay aside every encumbrance and the sin which so easily entangles us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God.
好，我们来往前翻到第十一章。
And then we'll turn back to Hebrews chapter 11.
第十一章，我们今天主要的经文是从第八节到第十九节。
And the main verses for today's sharing is from verse 8 through 19.
希伯来书第十一章第八节，亚伯拉罕因着信，蒙召的时候就遵命出去，往将来要得为业的地方去。出去的时候还不知往哪里去，他因着信，就在所应许之地做客。好像在异地居住帐篷，与那同盟一个应许的以撒、雅各一样，因为他等候那座有根基的城，就是神所经营、所建造的。因着信，连撒拉自己，虽然过了生育的岁数，还能怀孕，因他以为那应许他的是可信的，所以从一个仿佛已死的人，就生出子孙，如同天上的星那样众多。海边的沙那样无数，这些人都是存着信心死的，并没有得着所应许的，却从远处望见，且欢喜迎接，又承认自己在世上是客旅，是寄居的。说这样话的人是表明自己要找一个家乡，他们若想念所离开的家乡，还有可以回去的机会，他们却羡慕一个更美的家乡，就是在天上的。所以神被称为他们的神，并不以为耻，因为他已经给他们预备了一座城。亚伯拉罕因着信，被试验的时候，就把以撒献上，这便是那欢喜领受应许的，将自己独生的儿子献上。论到这儿子，曾有话说，从以撒生的，才要称为你的后裔。他以为神还能叫人从死里复活，他也仿佛从死中得回他的儿子来。
Chapter 11, verse 8. By faith, Abraham, when he was called, obeyed by going out to a place which he was to receive for an inheritance, and he went out, not knowing where he was going. By faith, he lived as an alien in the land of promise, as in a foreign land, dwelling in tents with Isaac and Jacob, fellow heirs of the same promise. For he was looking for the city which has foundations, whose architect and builder is God.By faith, even Sarah herself received ability to conceive, even beyond the proper time of life, since she considered him faithful who had promised. Therefore, there was born even of one man in him as good as dead as that, as many descendants as the stars of heaven in number, and innumerable as the sand which is by the seashore. All these died in faith without receiving the promises, but having seen them and having welcomed them from a distance, and having confessed that they were strangers and exiles on the earth.For those who say such things make it clear that they are seeking a country of their own. And indeed, if they had been thinking of that country from which they went out, they would have had opportunity to return. But as it is, they desire a better country, that is, a heavenly one. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he prepared a city for them. By faith, Abraham, when he was tested, offered up Isaac, and he who had received the promises was offering up his only begotten son. It was he to whom it was said, In Isaac your descendants shall be called. He considered that God is able to raise people even from the dead, from which he also received him back as a type.
请我们再读同一章第三十九和四十两节。
In the same chapter, we'll read verses 39 and 40.
这些人都是因信得了美好的证据，却仍未得着所应许的，因为神给我们预备了更美的事，叫他们若不与我们同得，就不能完全。
And all these, having gained approval through their faith, did not receive what was promised, because God had provided something better for us, so that apart from us, they would not be made perfect.
最后我们读一处是在加拉太书第三章。
And lastly, let's turn to the book of Galatians, chapter 3.
加拉太书第三章第七节和第九节。
Galatians chapter 3, verse 7 and 9.
加拉太书三章七节，所以你们要知道，那以信为本的人，就是亚伯拉罕的子孙。第九节，可见那以信为本的人和有信心的亚伯拉罕一同得福。
Therefore, be sure that it is those who are of faith who are the sons of Abraham. In verse 9, so then those who are of faith are blessed with Abraham, the believer.
我们再低头有一点祷告。
Shall we bow for another word of prayer?
主，我们感谢你，因为就是你就是在我们面前的那灵磐石。
Lord, we thank you because you are that rock that is set before us.
主，你实在是我们在地上行走一生的那永远的供应。
And you are the eternal provision for us all our days.
主，早晨求你再将那喜乐活泉赏给我们。
So Lord, we do pray that you would give us that spring of joy.
主，叫我们无论是讲的、翻的、听的，都能够在一位圣灵的里头。
So whether we are speaking, translating, or hearing, Lord, may we all be of one spirit.
主，我们仰望你再向我们施恩。
We look to you for grace once again.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' most precious name we pray. Amen. Amen.
我相信许多弟兄姐妹应该已经有一个印象。
I believe, brothers and sisters, perhaps you already have an impression.
就是主的话告诉我们，我们是神的见证。
That God's word tells us that we are His witness, His testimony.
这完全是神的恩典和怜悯。
This is entirely His grace and mercy.
神定义要我们这些蒙恩的人与历世历代的众圣徒一同做主的见证。
He has already ordained for all of us through, together with all the saints throughout all generations to be His testimony.
上一次我从希伯来书和弟兄姐妹交通到亚伯和以诺。
And so last time from the book of Hebrews, I shared with everyone regarding Abel and Enoch.
我们看见神的见证人亚伯，他的献祭和敬拜。
When we see God's testimony, God's witness Abel, his worship as well as his sacrifice.
我们也看见以诺的见证是他与神同行。
And we see that Enoch's testimony was that he walked with God.
敬拜说到我们向神的那个心态。
Worship speaks of our heart attitude.
同行乃是说到我们在神面前的那个生活。
Walking with God speaks of our life before God.
这两者是密不可分的。
These two things cannot be separated.
因为我们知道我们一生的果效是从心发出的。
Because we know that all the flow, everything that comes from our life comes from the outflowing of our heart.
我们必须向着神有一个对的心态，我们才能够在神面前有一个对的生活。
In order to have a right life before God, we need to have a right heart attitude.
当我们的心是那样的爱慕主，渴慕与神有交通。
In our heart, if we truly desire after God and desire after communion, fellowship with Him,
我们对神的态度是认真的。
Then our attitude before Him is diligent.
在我们的生活里头，我们就会常常的来依靠神。
And in our daily life, we would often rely on Him.
在各样的经历里头，我们能够来经历神。
And in many experiences, we would come to know Him.
因此，我们对神的认识就会越来越深，越来越真实。
And then our experience and our knowledge of Him would become more deeper and more real.
在我们身上自自然然的就会显出神自己的见证。
And very naturally from our lives, it would manifest God's witness.
希伯来书告诉我们，那些信心的见证人，他们实在是从在神面前得着了那美好的见证。
And so the book of Hebrews tell us that from all of these witnesses, that God gained a good testimony from them.
所以神称为他们的神，并不以为耻。
And so God is not ashamed to be called their God.
弟兄姐妹，今天我们也蒙了神的恩召，成为他的见证人。
Today we have also been called by God to be His witnesses.
今天在我们身上有没有那个美好的见证？
Today from us do we also have a good testimony for Him?
今天我们要来看另外一位见证人，就是亚伯拉罕。
Today we want to look at another witness for God, and that is Abraham.
圣经用了许多的篇幅来记载关于亚伯拉罕的事。
We know that the Bible has recorded many different aspects of the things of Abraham.
在旧约里面记载了亚伯拉罕的生平。
In the Old Testament, we have the pretty much a biography of Abraham's life.
对，在新约的里面乃是解释亚伯拉罕在神面前的一生。
And the New Testament is an explanation of all of Abraham's life.
那圣经为什么对亚伯拉罕的一生这样的看重呢？
So why was it that God paid so much attention to Abraham's life?
因为我们都知道亚伯拉罕乃是信心之父。
We know that Abraham, he is the father of faith.
也就是说在信心这件事情上面，神要我们从亚伯拉罕身上学习许多的功课。
That is, regarding this issue of faith, God wants us to learn many different lessons from the example of Abraham.
加拉太书第三章第七节告诉我们
Galatians chapter 3 verse 7 tells us
那以信为本的人就是亚伯拉罕的子孙
that those who are of faith are the sons of Abraham
意思就是说在信神这件事情上
that is to say in this matter of faith in God
我们都是亚伯拉罕的子孙
we are all the sons of God, sons of Abraham
并不是一个肉身血统上的关系
It's not a relation in flesh and blood
乃是一个属灵生命的关系
But it is a relationship in spiritual life
不是一个属地的关系而是一个属天的关系
It's not an earthly relationship but a heavenly one
加拉太书也告诉我们说那以信为本的人和有信心的亚伯拉罕要一同得福
And also Galatians tells us that those who are of faith are blessed with Abraham the believer
所以我们看见神在他儿子里面所预备那完全的福分乃是要借着信心不仅赐给亚伯拉罕也赐给一切相信他的人
So we know that all of the blessings that God has prepared in Christ is not only for Abraham who had faith in him but for every one of us who also have faith in God
在创世纪当神应许亚伯拉罕的话的时候他把这样一个祝福赐给他
And so in Genesis when God had given Abraham his promise he gave this blessing to him
神对亚伯拉罕说论子孙我必叫你的子孙多起来如同天上的星海边的沙那么多
He said that I am going to bless you so that your descendants will be as innumerable as the sand of the sea and as innumerable as the stars of the heaven
对所以我们看见亚伯拉罕神所应许亚伯拉罕的不仅有那属地的子孙也有那属天的子孙
So we know that Abraham not only had earthly descendants but he also has heavenly descendants
而今天神要我们这些信神的人来与亚伯拉罕一同的得福
And so for all of us who have faith we will all be blessed together with Abraham
什么是神所要赐给信他的人最大的祝福呢
So what is the greatest blessing that God wants to give those who believe in him
我们看见就是那上好的福分
And that is the better portion
神要把他的独生儿子赐给那一切信他的人
Which is his only begotten son whom he has given to those who believe in him
神要把他在他儿子里面一切那丰满的荣耀的见证托付给我们这些信他的人
And in his son he has given all of the entrustment of that is glory to those who believe in him
这是神要我们做他见证的那个心意
And this is his desire for those who are to be his witnesses
要叫我们这一切信他的人也就是叫他的教会能够成为那充满万有者所充满的
So that we his church those who believe in him will be those who are filled entirely by him
我们从亚伯拉罕身上看见神的见证人他的一生所走的是一条属天的道路
So we see from Abraham's life one who is a testimony a witness for him he walked a very heavenly life
也是一条信心的道路
This was also a path that is of faith
所以在希伯来书第十一章里面他有三次提到亚伯拉罕因着信
And so in Hebrews chapter 11 it says three times Abraham by faith
第一他因着信蒙召
First, he was called by faith.
这是亚伯拉罕信心生活的开始。
This was the beginning of his life of faith.
第二，他因着信寄居在应许地。
And secondly, by faith he lived in the land of promised land.
这乃是说到亚伯拉罕一个信心生活的过程。
This speaks of the process of his life of faith.
而在他信心生活的过程当中，他经历了许多的试验。
Or in this journey, through this process, he went through many testings.
这也是我们今天我们这些蒙恩的基督徒在世上所要度过的一生。
And this is also our life as we go through the life of faith.
第三，他因着信献上以撒。
And thirdly, in faith, he offered up Isaac.
这是亚伯拉罕信心生活的最高峰。
This was the climax of his life of faith.
这就成为亚伯拉罕他行走天路过信心生活的三个重要的阶段。
These are three important stages of Abraham's life of faith.
我们先来看亚伯拉罕的蒙召。
So let's first take a look at Abraham's calling.
就他信心生活是如何开始。
That is, how did his life of faith begin?
我们看见乃是荣耀的神向亚伯拉罕显现。
We see that it was the God of glory who appeared to Abraham.
今天我们在地上过一个信心的生活和亚伯拉罕是一样的。
Today, as we live a life of faith, it needs to be the same as Abraham's.
完全是神的恩典和怜悯。
It is entirely by God's grace and mercy.
荣耀的神若不向我们显现，我们就不可能能够过一个信心的生活。
If the God of glory does not appear to us, then it is impossible for us to live a life of faith.
然而我们感谢神，荣耀的神向亚伯拉罕显现。
And so we thank God that the God of all glory appeared to Abraham.
就在一个充满偶像的地方，荣耀的神向他显现。
In a place that was filled with idols, the God of glory appeared to him.
今天神也是他来向我们显现。
Today, God also appears to us.
他呼召我们能够来走一条属天的道路。
He calls us to walk this heavenly way.
找我们能够来过一个信心的生活。
To live a life of faith.
从圣经里面我们可以看见荣耀的神他向亚伯拉罕显现两次。
We see from the Bible that the God of glory appeared to Abraham twice.
第一次是记载在使徒行传第七章。
The first time was recorded in Acts chapter 7.
这是斯提凡所做的见证。
This was the testimony of Stephen.
斯提凡这么说，诸位父兄请听，当日我们的祖宗亚伯拉罕在米索波大米还未住哈兰的时候，荣耀的神向他显现。
And so Stephen said in Acts chapter 7 verse 2, And hear me, brethren and fathers, the God of glory appeared to our father Abraham when he was in Mesopotamia, before he lived in Haran.
然后呢，对他说，你要离开本地和亲族，往我所要指示你的地方去。他就离开加勒底人之地，然后住在哈兰。
His God said to him, Leave your country and your relatives and come into the land that I will show you. Then he left the land of the Chaldeans and settled in Haran.
他父亲死了以后，神使他从那里搬到你们现在所住之地。
From there, after his father died, God had him move to this country in which you are now living.
这里给我们看见是神第一次向亚伯拉罕显现的时候呢，是亚伯拉罕还住在加勒底的乌尔。
So we see from here that the first time the God of glory appeared to him, he was still living in Ur of Chaldees.
那为什么神还要再一次向他显现呢？
So why was it that God had to appear to him again?
我们看一下神第二次向亚伯拉罕显现乃是在哈兰。
And so the second time God appeared to him was in Haran.
这是记载在创世纪的第十二章。
And this is written recorded in Genesis chapter 12.
在创世纪第十二章，这里记到亚伯拉罕，耶和华对亚伯兰说，亚伯兰是亚伯拉罕的原名，说你要离开本地本族父家，往我所要指示你的地去。
And so here the Lord said to Abraham, Abraham being the first name of Abraham, Go forth from your country and from your relatives and from your father's house to the land which I will show you.
所以我们看见荣耀的神向亚伯拉罕第二次显现，乃是因为亚伯拉罕第一次神呼召的时候，他没有立刻就到了神所要他去的地方。
And so we see here that God called Abraham a second time. Why was that? It was because the first time God called, he did not immediately go to that promised land, to the land God was going to show him.
这给我们看见亚伯拉罕他起头的信心也是不完全的。
So we see from the beginning that Abraham's faith was not yet complete.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为神要他离开本地本族和父家。
Because God wanted him to leave his own home and his father's house.
那我们看见亚伯拉罕的确离开本地了，他就从乌尔离开了。
Yes, we see that Abraham did leave his hometown. He left Ur.
然而神要他离开他的亲族，他却带了他的侄儿罗德。
And God wanted him to leave his relatives, and yet he had brought his nephew Lot.
神要他离开他的父家，他却带着他的父亲他拉。
God wanted him to leave his father, and yet he brought his father, Terah.
我更准确的说，如果我们读创世纪十一章末了的话，我们看见乃是他拉带着亚伯拉罕和其他人一同的离开了乌尔。
And so, more accurately speaking, if you are to look at the end of Genesis 11, it was that Terah was the one who left his family, left with his family out of Ur.
所以我们就看见他们这一行人就停在了哈兰。
So we see this group of people, they stayed in Haran.
那哈兰呢，乃是在应许地的北方。
And Haran, we know, is in the northern part of the promised land.
停在哈兰那里呢，一直到亚伯拉罕的父亲塔拉死了。
They stayed in Haran until Abraham's father had passed away.
然后荣耀的神在第二次向亚伯拉罕显现。
And now the God of all glory appeared to Abraham the second time.
所以我们看见亚伯拉罕他信心生活的开始跟我们很像的。
So we see that the beginning of the life of faith for Abraham is very similar to ours.
啊，都是不完全的。
It's incomplete.
啊，我。举个例子。
Let me give you an example.
我们知道罗马书第六章告诉我们关于受浸的事情。
We know that in Romans chapter 6, it tells us regarding this issue of baptism.
就是讲到说，当我们受浸与主联合之后，叫我们一举一动有新生的样式。
And that is after we have received of this new life and are baptized, that in all our actions, every movement needs to be of the new man.
虽然我们都信而受浸。
Even though we have all believed and are baptized,
然而我们却没有一次到位。
And yet we have not given everything.
什么意思呢？
What does that mean?
我们看见我们受浸之后，并没有一举一动都能够有那新生的样式。
Because we see that after we are baptized, we do not walk entirely in this newness of life.
这新生的样式说到什么呢？
What does this newness of life speak of?
讲到当我们信主之后，
It speaks of after we believe in our Lord.
神给我们一个新生命。
He has given us a new life.
这个新生命就是神儿子的生命。
This new life is the life of His Son.
所以神要我们在受浸之后，乃是要让这个生命从我们身上活出来。
So God wants us to live out this new life after we have received of Him.
这个新生命是如何从我们身上活出来呢？
How is this new life supposed to be lived out from us?
乃是在我们的一举一动。
In our every single walk of our life.
所以姐妹，如果我们在神面前诚实的话，
If we are honest before God,
我们都必须承认，在我们受浸之后，我们并没有能够一举一动都有新生的样式。
We need to acknowledge that in all our life, in how we walk, we do not walk in this newness of life.
所以我们看见亚伯拉罕信心的起头和我们信心的起头是很相像的。
So we see for Abraham, in the beginning of his walk of faith, it is very similar to ours.
我们的信心都还不完全。
Our faith is incomplete.
我举个例子。
Let me give you an example.
我们看见许多弟兄姐妹在，包括我自己在内哈，在我们结婚之后。
We know for many brothers and sisters, myself included, after we are married.
我们并没有立刻就脱离那从前从父母而来的影响。
We do not immediately leave behind the influence of our parents.
也就是说呢，我们从前的那个旧生命和旧生活的习惯呢，仍然深深的影响着我们。
That is to say, many of our old habits still influence our daily life today.
特别是在生了孩子之后。
Particularly after we have children.
我们看见一方啊，就会说，我们家从前管教孩子呢，都是用爱来管教的。
We see on one side we have one parent saying that in the past in my family, when we disciplined in love.
我父母亲啊，从来不打我们的。
That my parents would never spank us.
那另一方就不同意了。
And on the other side, the other parent would disagree.
他说我们家啊，从小就是用棍子打管教的。
That in my family, we were always disciplined by the rod.
所以我们看见在夫妻之间的这个不同呢，因着从前家庭背景的不同，就造成之间的冲突和矛盾。
And so we see because of the different backgrounds of the parents, we have a conflict.
就你们这常常是我们信心生活的起头。
This often is the beginning of our life of faith.
就和亚伯拉罕一样。
Just like Abraham.
然而我们仍然有指望。
And yet we still have hope.
因为提摩太后书第二章十三节告诉我们。
Because in 2 Timothy 2:13 it tells us.
我们纵然失信，他仍是可信的。
If we are faithless, he remains faithful.
就你们虽然在我们蒙恩之后。
After we are saved.
我们信心的生活常常还是不完全。
Our life of faith often is incomplete.
我们常常还是失信的。
Oftentimes we are faithless.
然而我们看见我们的神他是信实的。
And yet we know our God, He is faithful.
他是可信的。
He can be trustworthy.
所以他在我们身上既然开始了这个善工。
And so since he has begun this good work,
信实的神必要在我们身上来完成他在我们身上所开始的工作。
The God who is faithful, he will complete the work that he has begun.
虽然在我们信心的道路上面，我们常常还会因着环境的艰难而摇摆不定。
Oftentimes in our life of faith, because of the difficulties of our environment, we are doubtful and shaken.
然而按荣耀旨意召我们的神
However, God, who has His glorious purpose, who has called us,
他定义要将我们带领到他那荣耀的心意里头
He has already ordained that He will bring us into His will.
为此我们感谢赞美神
And so for that, we want to give thanks and praise to Him.
神还要在我们身上借着我们在地上的生活继续的来制作我们
And so God, through our daily lives on earth, He will continue to do His work in us.
要叫我们成为他荣耀的见证人
So that we may be His glorious witnesses.
所以我们看见亚伯拉罕他后来就来到了应许地迦南
And so we see for Abraham, he finally did arrive in the promised land in Canaan.
在那里我们看见他信心生活的一个过程
And so there we see this process of his life of faith.
亚伯拉罕到了迦南地之后他做了第一件事情就是筑坛。
After he arrived in Canaan, the very first thing he did was he built an altar.
他筑了一座坛在那里来敬拜侍奉神。
And there he built an altar to worship and serve God.
同时我们看见亚伯拉罕在迦南地的一生他一直住在帐篷的里面。
And we also see that all of his life as he lived in Canaan was lived in tents.
所以我们可以这么说亚伯拉罕在应许地的生活的过程
So we can say that in Abraham's daily life process, as he lived in the promised land,
就是说他在迦南地的那个信心的生活
that is to say his life of faith in Canaan,
主要借着两件事情来表明
God used two things to illustrate it.
一件就是筑坛
One is with altars.
一件就是住帐篷
The other was in tents.
在那里一面给我们看见他借着这个祭坛献祭呢来与神亲近
On one hand we see that with this altar Abraham used it to draw near to God
他来与神相连
He had communion He had a connection with God
这是亚伯拉罕祭坛的生活
This was Abraham's life of altars
另一方面亚伯拉罕借着住在帐篷里来表明他是一个在世上是寄居的是客旅
On the other hand, we see that Abraham, as he lived in tents, it illustrates that he is only a traveler, a foreigner, one who is passing by.
亚伯拉罕住帐篷所表明的见证就是这个世界不是他的家
This was a testimony that this world is not his home.
因为神为他在天上预备一个更美好的家乡
Because God has already prepared a better home for him.
也是神为我们所有信他的人在天上所预备的。
This is also what God has prepared for all of us who believe in Him.
这就是神所经营、所建造的一座城。
This is a city that God is the one who is the architect of.
就是那将来要降临的那荣耀的圣城新耶路撒冷。
This is the glorious city, the New Jerusalem that is to come.
所以我们看见在亚伯拉罕的信心生活当中，离不开祭坛。也离不开帐篷。
So we see in Abraham's life of faith, you could not leave the altars nor the tents.
每一个过信心生活的人，他必须在他的生活当中是有祭坛的。
Everyone who lives a life of faith must have altars in their life.
换句话说，他是一个呼求神、与神相交的人。
Or in other words, is a person who always calls upon the Lord and has fellowship, communion with Him.
他是一个奉献的人。他是一个倚靠神的人。
He is one who has consecration and has a trust in the Lord.
弟兄们，在我们的生活当中，若没有祭坛，我们就不可能过一个信心的生活。
In your life, if you do not have an altar, you cannot live the life of faith.
因为祭坛乃是叫我们与神相连。
Because the altar connects you with God.
祭坛乃是说出我们信心的锚，乃是抛在神的身上。
The altar speaks of how the anchor of your faith is in God.
虽然我们在世上过生活
Even though we live our lives on earth,
然而我们的信心，我们所倚靠的乃是我们的神
Yet our faith and that which we rely on is in God.
这是祭坛生活所表明的
This is what the life of an altar speaks of.
什么时候没有了祭坛，什么时候我们就不可能过信心的生活
If you do not have the altar, then you do not have a life of faith.
也就是说我们若是要过一个信心的生活在我们里面一定 有祭坛。
And that is to say, if you want to live a life of faith, then within you, you must have altars.
如果我们从创世纪十二章往下看，我们看见亚伯拉罕在应许地的一生当中，他的信心生活有许多的高低起伏。
If you are to continue on after Genesis 12, you see that Abraham in his life of faith had many ups and downs.
亚伯拉罕下到埃及地，就是他没有祭坛。
When Abraham went to the land of Egypt, it meant that he had no altar.
在那里他没有活在信心的里头。
He was not living in faith at that time.
他的信心软弱了。
His faith was weak.
因为当他看环境。
Because he was looking at the environment.
他看见应许地有饥荒了。
He saw that there was a famine in the promised land.
然后他就下到了埃及去。
And so he went down to Egypt.
我们看见那是一个软弱的光景。
We see that was a condition of weakness.
那是在世人面前失去见证的一个情形。
This was a condition before the people of this world where he lost a testimony.
然而因着神的怜悯和慈爱。
And yet because of God's grace and mercy.
神又把他带回来了。
God brought him back.
带回来之后我们看见亚伯拉罕又回到原本那祭献筑坛献祭的地方。
And when he came back, he went back to the original place where he built an altar.
我们看见亚伯拉罕的信心又被提起来。
We see again Abraham's faith was lifted up.
在那时候，神应许他说，他的子孙要像天上的星那么多。
And there again, God was gave him the promise that his descendants would be as innumerable as the stars of the heaven.
亚伯拉罕相信神所说的。
And then Abraham believed what God said.
所以我们看见亚伯拉罕在神面前就被神称为义。
And so we know that Abraham before God was justified.
但是呢，我们看见过没有多久啊，不是没有多久，过了十年。
And then after 10 years' time,
那个亚伯拉罕的信心啊，又软弱了。
Abraham's faith was weak again.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为神应许他说他的子孙啊，要像天上的星那么多。
Because God had promised Abraham that his descendants would be as numerable as the stars of the heaven.
我不晓得亚伯拉罕和他的妻子撒拉有没有想过哈，他们以后会有多少的后裔。
I don't know if Abraham and Sarah had ever imagined the number of their descendants.
但在那里一住，十年过去了。
But they lived there, and then all of a sudden, 10 years passed by.
他们看见自己的身体。
And they looked at their own bodies.
他们看看彼此的身体。
They looked at each other.
完蛋了。
It's
已经过了生育的岁数。
It's past the time to bear children.
就是说不可能，快要不可能生孩子了。
It's past impossibility.
那神的应许怎么办呢
？So what about God's promise?
这时候呢，撒拉就起了一个意思。
And so now Sarah had a suggestion.
她就说呢，那叫她的丈夫亚伯拉罕啊，就跟她的使女夏甲呢，那你们就生一个吧。
And so she gave Abraham her maidservant Hagar so that they could have a child.
这样也算是亚伯拉罕的子孙。
Because this is a descendant, a son of Abraham's.
兄弟们，这是不是常常也是我们的情形
？Is this often our condition as well?
我们读了主的话语。
We read God's word.
我们知道了神的应许。
We know God's promises.
然而我们在信心里头软弱了。
And in our faith, we become weak.
我们想好像神快要丢脸了。
And we think, God, we're going to shame you.
因为他的应许就是神好像他的应许呢不能实现了。
Because it's as if God's promise is not going to come true.
那我们就帮帮神的忙吧。
So let's just help God out.
我们就靠着我们哈，靠着我们这个办法呢。来帮神生一个。
According to our help, we're going to help God out, and we're going to have a child.
就果真亚伯拉罕就生了一个孩子。
And so indeed, Abraham had a child.
他名字叫做以实玛利。
And his name was called Ishmael.
就是从人的肉体所生下来。
This was a child born of man's flesh.
这是从人的意思所生下来的。
This was born of man's will.
弟兄姐妹，我们看见这以实玛利。不仅在当时给亚伯拉罕和他的一家造成难处。
And so we find that not only did Ishmael give problems to Abraham's family at that time.
我们看见直到今天，那以实玛利的后裔仍然是神百姓的一个难处。
Even up to today, the descendants of Ishmael is still a difficulty, a problem for the children of Israel, of God.
弟兄姐妹，我们不要轻看我们的肉体。
So do not look lightly upon your flesh.
我们不要觉得说，哎呀，我们就放松一下，让肉体做一点事没关系的。
You don't want to think, oh, I'm just going to relax for a little bit. Let my flesh do a little bit of work to help.
就生一个以实玛利就是了嘛。
We'll have an Ishmael.
后来不要呢，还可以把他赶出去。
And if you don't want him, you can cast him out later.
弟兄姐妹，我们看见从肉体所生出来的。
So anything that is born out of the flesh.
他对神的旨意造成何等大的一个难处。
Will be a great hindrance in God's will.
弟兄姐妹，我们看见在那里呢，亚伯拉罕的信心又软弱了。
And so here we see Abraham's faith was weak again.
我们当看见当以实玛利生下来之后
，After Ishmael was born，
我们看见荣耀的神又不再向亚伯拉罕说话。
The God of glory did not speak again to Abraham.
这亚伯拉罕他的属灵呢，又落到一个黑暗的里头。
And his spiritual condition fell into darkness.
然而我们实在是感谢神
，But we thank God.
实在是神怜悯
，It is God's mercy.
到了时候呢，神又向亚伯拉罕显现。
At the right time, God again appeared to Abraham.
在创世纪十七章，神对亚伯拉罕说
：“And so in Genesis chapter 17, God said to Abraham,
你当在我面前做完全人。
Walk before me and be blameless.”
所以我们看见亚伯拉罕在神面前的信心仍然是不完全。
And so we see Abraham's faith was incomplete.
我们看见在那里信实的神就把亚伯拉罕的名字呢就改成了从亚伯兰改成亚伯拉罕
And so here we see the Lord change his name from Abraham to Abraham
然后神应许他说他要成为众人之父
And now God gave him the promise that he will be a father of a multitude of nations
就是亚伯拉罕这个名字的意思
That is the meaning of his name Abraham
感谢神
Thank God
亚伯拉罕信神
Abraham believed in him
我们看见他的信心又被神恢复起来
And so again his faith was revived by God
因着信的缘故以撒就生下来了
And so because of faith Isaac was born
我们知道以撒就是神按着应许亚伯拉罕从神所领受的那个儿子。
And so we know that Isaac was the son of promise from God.
在应许地当中，亚伯拉罕一生他总共筑了四座的祭坛。
And so in the promised land, Abraham he had built four altars.
所以神在这里呢是告诉我们，我们在地上一生信心的生活，这个祭坛呢也是必须是连续不断的。
And so we see from this illustration that in our lives of faith, the altars needs to be continual.
这是罗马书第一章所告诉我们的，乃是始于信，以至于信，义人必因信而生。
And so that is what it tells us in Romans chapter 1, that we are to be born of faith, and it is not through man, but it is through God.
所以我们看见义人在地上的一生呢，乃是根据信心。或是说乃是根据相信神而生活。
So our life is to be lived according to faith, our faith and our belief in God.
弟兄姐妹，我们今天是不是过着一个祭坛的生活
？So today, are we living lives of having altars?
今天我们在地上的生活是凭着信心呢，还是凭着眼见
？Are our lives being lived according to faith or according to sight?
祭坛是不能缺少的。
We cannot lack altars.
我们要过一个信心的生活，就必须。在神面前有一个祭坛的生活。
If we are to live a life of faith, we need to have a life of altars.
祭坛的生活能够叫我们的眼睛不看这个环境。
The life of altars will allow our eyes not to look at our environment.
使我们信心眼睛能够牢牢地定睛在这位神的身上。
And allow our eyes of faith to be fixed upon God.
弟兄姐妹，可能很多人都听过啊，我从前在啊 Enron 工作七年的那段。经历
Perhaps many of you have already heard my experience of working at Enron for 7 years.
但我这次在准备的时候，我就想到那七年实在是一个靠着主的恩典的一个祭坛的生活。
And so as I thought back, as I was preparing, those 7 years at Enron was truly a life that was of faith, of altars.
当公司破产啊，准备倒闭的时候
，So when the company went back bankrupt and they were about to fall.
当然公司就是要裁员。
And of course they were laying off people.
再裁员。
And they were continually laying off.
每次公司要裁员的时候。
Every time they were to lay off people.
我就看一看神。
I was looking at God.
说神啊，是不是该换工作的时候
？I said, God, is it time for me to change a job?
那神就告诉我，你要安静，要知道我是神。
And God every time told me, be silent and know that I am God.
又过几个月，公司又要裁员了。
After a few months again, the company was laying off people.
那我就再问问神，主啊，啊，是不是该换工作了
？And again, I asked God, is it time for me to look for another job?
神还是说，你要安静，要知道我是神。
And again, God said, be silent and know that I am God.
再过一段日子。
And some time passed again.
哎，有人找我说，哎。到我们这儿来上班吧。
There was somebody who came to look for me and said, "Hey, come and work at work over here instead.
也不是我去找的。
It wasn't that I went to go look for it.
我一封履历表都没有寄出去。
And I didn't even send out one resume.
是工作找上门的。
It was another job that came looking for me.
这时我就可以问问神了。
And so again, this time I asked God.
我想这一次是你为我开的路吧。
And I said, God, it must be you who's opening up another way for me.
主对我说，你要安静，要知道我是神。
But God said again to me, be silent and know that I am God.
弟兄们，若不是祭坛。
Brothers and sisters, if it were not for altars,
I don't
know where I would be now. But because of a life of altars before God, in that environment, I could not look at the environment and look only to our God. And to know that He is a God who is in control of all things.
弟兄姐妹，我们在地上要过一个信心的生活，我们必须要有一在神面前有一个祭坛的生活。
And so, brothers and sisters, if you are to live a life of faith, you need to have altars in your life.
另一方面，我们看见亚伯拉罕一生住在帐篷里。
On the other hand, we see that Abraham lived his life in tents.
他并没有像罗德一样渐渐的迁移帐篷，然后就住到索多玛的城里头。
He was not like Lot, who gradually moved his tents closer and closer to Sodom and eventually living in Sodom.
住帐篷的意思就表示我们在世。过寄居的生活。
Living in tents means that you are living a life of just one who is passing through.
住帐篷乃是表明这个世界不是我的家。
Living in tents means that this world is not your home.
我们不过就是过路的人。
You're merely passing through, a traveler.
我们没有必要在这个地上来扎根。
We do not need to put our roots here on earth.
弟兄姐妹，如果你要出去跟孩子出去住帐篷啊，去露营。
Brothers and sisters, if you are to go camping with your children,
你会不会把你的家当全部都带去？
Would you bring your entire house?
不会的。
No.
中国人或许带一点锅碗瓢盆。
As Chinese people, perhaps we bring our pots and pans.
你也不会把你的整个厨房带去，
是不是？ But you wouldn't bring your entire kitchen.
你是去住帐篷。
Because you're going to live in a tent.
你知道你还要回家。
You know that you will return home.
姐妹，今天你我的家在哪里？
Today, where's your home?
今天我们是不是扎根在这个地上？
Today, are our roots established here on earth?
住帐篷的意思。
The meaning of living in a tent.
简单的说，就是不要把命卖给这个世界。
Simply put, is to not sell your life to this world.
就是不要把我们的时间精力全部花在这属地的事情上。
Don't put all of your time and efforts into these things that are earthly.
不要消耗在这属地的追求里头。
Don't be lost in all the pursuits of this world.
主耶稣不是也说过吗？
Didn't Jesus himself say?
人若赚得了全世界赔上自己的生命有什么益处呢？
For what will it profit a man if he gains the whole world and forfeits his soul?
这里讲到属灵生命，当然是指着我们这个魂的成圣受了亏损。
Of course, this means that we will have a loss in our soul.
就说我们这个人没有能够成为神一个荣耀的见证人。
That you as a person will no longer be able to be a good testimony for him.
就在我们属灵生命的追求和成长上面受了亏损。
That in your spiritual life and in your pursuit, you will suffer loss.
主说人若赚得全世界。
The Lord says that if you are to gain the whole world,
弟兄姐妹，你我的一生，我们就是全部摆上，我们能够赚得全世界吗？
If you are to put forth your entire life, can you gain the whole world?
我们岂能像以扫一样，为了眼前一点的食物，就像我们弟兄先前交通的，我们就轻看了长子的名分。
Or we like Esau, just like our brother who had shared earlier, for the one bowl of red lentil soup that he had forfeit everything.
这并不是说我们基督徒的 在地上的生活哈，我们的人生观啊，就是消极。
This is not to say that our human life here on earth that everything is so negative.
主乃是告诉我们不要太过于注重世人所看重的。
But here the Lord is telling us not to overemphasize the things that the people emphasize on earth.
比方说吃什么、穿什么、用什么。
That is to say what you eat, what you are to wear, what you use.
或上什么名校，或是买什么股票。
What school you attend or what stocks you buy？
弟兄姐妹，这是世人所看重的。
These are the things that the people of the world pay much attention to。
这是世人所追求的。
This is what people of the world pursue after。
然而，我们在他们的面前，我们有一个分别的见证吗
？Before them, do we have a separate testimony？
神要我们所看重的，就是我们那属灵生命的成长和富足。
What God wants us to pay attention to and emphasize is our spiritual life and growth。
我们从亚伯拉罕的一生当中，我们看见 祭坛和帐篷这两样东西。
So from all of Abraham's life, we see these two things, the altars and the tent.
这是亚伯拉罕他行走属天道路，过信心生活的一个那个标记。
This is the process, the symbols of his life of faith.
同姐妹，今天世人从我们身上能看见这两个标记吗？
Today, can people of this world see these two symbols?
我们求主帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
叫我们能够来学习过一个信心的生活。
So that we would learn to live a life of faith.
好叫我们在地上，在这个世人在许多追求的当中，我们能够有一个与世界有别的一个见证。
So on this earth, we will have a testimony of being separate.
我们最后来看亚伯拉罕他信心生活的最高峰。
Lastly, let's take a look at the climax of Abraham's life of faith.
就是亚伯拉罕献以撒。
And this was when he sacrificed his son Isaac.
这是神对亚伯拉罕最后的一个试验。
This was one of Abraham's last test from God.
这神要亚伯拉罕献以撒是亚伯拉罕信心生活的一个顶峰。
God wanted Abraham to sacrifice his son Isaac. This was the highest test.
以撒是在亚伯拉罕和他妻子年纪老迈不能生育的时候，神按着应许赐给他们的。
This was God's promise to Abraham and Sarah, the son that they had born in their elderly age.
所以以撒呢，并不是亚伯拉罕向神要的。
So Isaac wasn't exactly what Abraham had originally asked God for.
以撒呢，是神自己说要赐给亚伯拉罕的。
God himself had given Isaac to them.
并且神明明的告诉亚伯拉罕，他与亚伯拉罕所立的约，所赐一切的应许，是要在借着以撒来得着成就。
And God had also told Abraham that God was going to make his covenant with Isaac and fulfill that covenant through Isaac.
可是到了以撒差不多二十岁的时候，
And so when Isaac was about 20 years old,
神却要亚伯拉罕将以撒献上。
God wanted Abraham to offer up Isaac.
也是当作燔祭来献给神。
Offer Isaac up as a burnt offering to God.
燔祭的意思就是要杀了，然后要烧了。
The meaning of a burnt offering is you kill it and then burn it.
从前面这个试验叫亚伯拉罕非常的为难。
So this was incredibly difficult for Abraham.
或许不是为难。这乃是让我们看见亚伯拉罕在他的思想、情感和意志上面受到一个非常严峻的一个考验。
Perhaps not just even difficult, but in his thoughts and also in his emotions, it was a great test.
亚伯拉罕心里面可能对神这么说。
It is possible that Abraham in his heart said to God,
这没有道理。
This makes no sense.
以撒不是我要的。
I didn't ask for Isaac.
我没有向神要。
I didn't ask God for him.
想要是你自己给我的。
God, you yourself gave him to me.
你要嘛不给我。
You could have not given him to me. But now that you have given him to me.
现在你又要回去。
Now you want to take him back.
那你把以撒叫我把以撒当作燔祭献上。
And if I were to offer up Isaac as a burnt offering.
那没有了以撒。
Without Isaac.
神啊，你的应许，你的约怎么办呢？
What about your promise? What about your covenant?
在情感上面。
In his emotions.
我们看见亚伯拉罕深爱以撒。
We know that Abraham deeply loved Isaac.
因为在以撒成长的过去将近二十年的时间里。
Because as Isaac grew and developed in his 20 years.
这个亚伯拉罕啊，一看到以撒啊，就笑了。
As soon as Abraham would see Isaac, he would smile.
他一叫以撒的，哎，他就开心了。
As soon as he called Isaac, Isaac, his heart was joyful.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为以撒的名字啊，就是喜笑的意思。
Because we know Isaac's name is laughter.
哎呀，所以你看这个年老的亚伯拉罕和以撒呢，啊，和那个撒拉呢，每次一看到以撒呢，哎，他们就喜笑。
Because every time we can just imagine it.When Abraham and Sarah saw Isaac, they would smile and laugh.
他每次一叫以撒呢，就开心了。
Every time they call Isaac, they would be joyful.
哎呀，这是神在我们不能生的时候给我们。
At a time when we could not have children, someone that God had given to us.
不仅以撒的名字啊，叫亚伯拉罕和撒拉开心。
Not only Isaac's name allowed Abraham and Sarah to be joyful.
我们看见以撒呢，他这个人呐，也真是叫亚伯拉罕啊。非常开心。
But Isaac, as a person, also allowed Abraham to be full of joy.
为什么这么说呢？
Why do I say this?
他是一个很乖巧、很顺服的孩子。
Because he was indeed a very obedient child.
哎呀，你看那个亚伯拉罕呢，啊，把以撒呢，这个养育的多好。
We see how well Abraham raised his son.
我们看见就是要到摩利亚山，要去 要去把以撒献作燔祭的时候
When he went to Mount Moriah and he was going to offer Isaac as a burnt offering
哎呀，我们看见以撒和亚伯拉罕的一路一路的走啊
We see Isaac and Abraham walking together
哎呀，父子两个人是何等的和谐
And how the father and the son, how well they got along
以撒完全相信他的父亲
And Isaac completely believed in his father
他完全的顺服
He completely submitted and obeyed
他还帮父亲背的那个柴
He even helped his father carry all the firewood
那柴就是要烧他的那个柴
This was the firewood that was to burn him
就是到了那个地方
And when he arrived there
我们看以撒何等的单纯、啊、
We see how simple Isaac was
他还问亚伯拉罕说
And he asked his father Abraham
这个柴和火都有了
We have the fire, we have the wood
那燔祭的羊羔在哪里
Where is the lamb for the burnt offering
弟兄姐妹，这是以撒。
This is Isaac。
他叫亚伯拉罕的心是何等的欢喜，何等的满足。
He allowed Abraham's heart to be full of joy and full of satisfaction。
亚伯拉罕何等爱以撒。
So Abraham indeed loved his son。
然而神却要他将以撒，将他所爱的以撒，当作燔祭献给神。
And yet God wanted Isaac, whom he loved, to be offered up as a burnt offering。
弟兄姐妹。今天如果神要我们将我们的儿女来献上，我们的反应是如何呢
？Brothers and sisters, today if God were to ask you to offer up your children, what is your response?
我们如果诚实的在神面前思想这件事情
，If you're to honestly think about this before the Lord，
若神要你的孩子其中一个，不要说全部，一个奉献给我
，If God asks for one of your children, let's not say all of them, but just one of them。
我们的感觉是如何
？How would you feel？
有些父母亲啊，他可能有这样的想法。
Some parents perhaps they may think this。
如果我这个孩子哈、啊，他这个又不乖。
This one child, the one who's disobedient。
又不听话。
The one who doesn't listen to me。
念书也念不好。
And does not study well。
也在这世界也没什么前途。
And in this world, you don't have much
no future。主啊，你要的话，真献给你吧。
Lord, if you want this one, you can take him.
就让他去做传道好了。
Let him be a missionary.
反正他在世上也没有什么，
because,
也没有什么前途。
Because in this world, he doesn't have much future anyway.
但是我另外这个孩子呢
？But this other child.
像以撒一样。
He's like Isaac.
从小就叫我开心。
Allows me to be joyful from his youth.
是个顺命的儿女。
A very obedient child.
话还没讲，他就懂得我的意思。
I haven't even spoken the word, and he already knows what's in my heart.
然后又聪明。
He's smart.
上那个长春德名校
，and he can go to a very good school，
前途似锦
，and his future is bright。
那这个我就留下来好了。
Let me hold on to this one。
我这几天刚好听到一个弟兄啊分享一个见证。
Just these few days, I've heard a testimony from a brother。
这有一对啊非常爱主也是服侍主的弟兄姐妹。
This is a brother and sister who love the Lord and they serve God。
他有两个孩子。
They have two children。
然后都念很好的学校。
And they both study at very good schools。
特别这个女儿。
Particularly the daughter。
哎呀，真是好。
She's a very good daughter。
从那个数一数二的名校毕业了
，and she has graduated from a very good school, a top school。
真是叫这个父母亲啊很开心，是不是
？And allowed the parents to be very happy。
哇，从这全美国最好的商学院毕业啊，这肯定在世界里面啊，肯定有一番事业。
And since she has graduated from one of the top schools, she must be one who will get a very good job。
然后在她女儿毕业之前
，And so right before she graduated，
她对她父母亲说
，She said to her parents，
我里面有一个感动
，I have this moving a conviction in my heart， I have a burden，
主好像要我呢，到中国服侍主一年
，The Lord wants me to go to China to serve Him for 1 year，
弟兄姐妹，不是一生哦，一年哦
，Her entire life is just for 1 year。
哎呀，我们这对爱主的弟兄姐妹啊，他们很诚实啊。
And so our brother and sister who love the Lord, they're very honest.
他们一听啊
，They said as soon as we heard this,
心里面高不高兴啊
？Were we happy?
不高兴。
They weren't very happy.
又高兴啊，又为难。
They were happy and yet distressed at the same time.
哎呀，我们不就是希望孩子能够爱主吗
？Of course, we want our children to love the Lord.
但是怎么爱到这样的地步呢？哎，他一生。他不是一生，一年了、啊，要到中国去服侍。
And she loves the Lord to this point where she's is not even her whole life, but 1 year she's going to give up 1 year to go to China.
弟兄姐妹，我们问问我们自己。
So let's ask ourselves.
我们养育我们的儿女。
When we raise our children.
我们栽培我们的孩子。
As we train our children.
是为了什么
？What is it for?
弟兄们，你有没有想过？
Have you ever thought about it?
神把这样宝贝的儿女赐给我们。
God has given us such precious children.
托给我们。
Entrusted them to us.
他要我们来养育他们。
He wants us to train them.
他要我们来栽培他们。
To develop and grow them.
弟兄们，我们是为了这世界来栽培他们，还是我们是为了我们的神来栽培他们？
Are we nurturing them for this world, or are we nurturing them for the Lord?
我们感谢神。当神向亚伯拉罕要以撒的时候
，And so we thank God as God asked Abraham for Isaac.
亚伯拉罕在那里完全的顺服。
There Abraham entirely submitted.
他不让自己的思想来超过神的命令。
He did not allow his own thoughts to go above God's command.
他也不让自己的情感来违背神的命令。
He also did not allow his emotions to rebel against God's command.
他相信神知道自己在做什么。
He believed that God knew what he was doing.
而亚伯拉罕唯一的责任。
And so Abraham's only responsibility
就是顺服神。
Was to obey God.
所以在雅各书里面告诉我们，亚伯拉罕称义。也是因着行为。
And so we also see from the book of James that Abraham is justified also through his works.
这乃是说到亚伯拉罕的信，他因着顺服神，将以撒献上而得以完全。
That is to say that Abraham's faith was acceptable and perfect, completed because he offered up Isaac.
弟兄姐妹，我们的信心必须是有行为的。
And so in our faith, we must have works or deeds to follow it up.
虽然有行为并不代表一定是有信心。
If you have works and deeds, it doesn't mean that you have faith.
但是我们若相信神。
But if you believe God,
我们就必定顺服神的命令。
Then you must obey God's command.
亚伯拉罕不能说，神啊，我信你。
Abraham can't say, God, I believe you.
可是以撒是我的。
But Isaac is mine.
我不能献给你。
That I will not give him up.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
亚伯拉罕信心得以完全。
Abraham's faith was perfected.
那是因为他照着神所要的，他把以撒献上当作燔祭。
Because he offered up Isaac as a burnt offering because God had asked of it.
因为他相信神是那始无变有，叫死人复活的神。
Because he believed that God is able to raise people even from the dead.
所以他知道他能够。他的唯一的责任就是照着神的命令将以撒献上。
So his only responsibility was to obey God's command.
弟兄姐妹，信心要得以完全，必定是要有顺服神的行为。
So for faith to be perfected, you need to have the obedience and the works to follow it up.
今天神有没有向你我要我们将以撒献上
？Today has God asked of you and I to offer up our Isaacs?
今天。我们知道我们一切所有都是神所赐的。
Today we know that everything that we have has been given by God.
但什么时候我们让神所赐给我们的人事物占据了神在我们心中应当有的地位？
Anytime a person or thing or an event or a situation takes the place of God in our hearts.
神就要对我们说将以撒献上。
Then God will speak to our heart and say, you need to offer up your Isaac.
弟兄姐妹，在你我的心中有没有以撒？
In your heart and mind, is there an Isaac?
原谅我这么说。
Forgive me for saying.
我觉得我们大多数人心中都有以撒。
I feel that for the majority of us, that we do have an Isaac.
可能不止一个以撒。
Perhaps not just one.
愿早晨神对我们的心说话。
This morning, may the Lord speak to our hearts.
将以撒献给我。
Give your Isaac to me.
同姐妹，我有一个深深的感觉。
Brothers and sisters, I have this deep sense.
我觉得我们可以将以撒献给神的机会很可能不多了。
I feel that the opportunities for us to offer up our Isaac are few.
早晨愿神怜悯我们。
So this morning may the Lord show mercy on us.
用他的爱来激励我们。
May his love constrain us.
对我们说将以撒献给我。
And speak to us to say give Isaac to me.
彭立雄在西岸特会信息里面他说到在亚伯拉罕献以撒之后有一件特别的事情。
Brother Ted Peng in the conference he shared with us after Isaac had this issue this after he gave up Isaac on the altar something interesting happened.
Yes. 就是亚伯拉罕为他的儿子以撒娶妻。
That is Abraham he wanted to find a wife for his son.
那彭立雄提到当亚伯拉罕那个老仆人啊问亚伯拉罕说若他去找的那个女子啊不肯
来到迦南地跟以撒结婚，那怎么办呢？
And so the elderly servant of Abraham, he asked Abraham, if the wife that I seek does not want to come back to Canaan, what should I do then?
那可不可以把以撒呢带回到亚伯拉罕的原初之地，就是回到那加勒底的乌尔？
May I bring Isaac back to the original place that was Ur of Chaldees?
或是回到哈兰？
Or go back to Haran?
亚伯拉罕再三的嘱咐老仆人说，绝对不可。
And Abraham said to his elderly servant, "No, you may not."
以撒绝不可以离开迦南地。
Isaac cannot leave the land of Canaan.
在这件事情上
，In this matter,
我们看见亚伯拉罕乃是自发的，他以神的心意为念。
Abraham voluntarily remembered and thought of God's will.
因为他知道是神。要他和他的后裔来到这个迦南地，是神应许的地方。
Because he knew that this was a place that God has given to him and his descendants.
这时候我们好像没有看见神对亚伯拉罕有什么要求。
Here we don't see that God had any particular requirements of Isaac or of Abraham.
但是亚伯拉罕说，以撒绝不可以离开迦南。
But Abraham said Isaac cannot leave the land of Canaan.
意思就是说。即使以撒娶不到妻子
，meaning even if Isaac does not have a wife，
即使以撒他不能够有孩子
，even if Isaac cannot have children，
亚伯拉罕仍然相信神的应许必不落空。
Abraham still believed that God's promise will not be in vain。
这是亚伯拉罕信心生活的见证。
This is a testimony of Abraham's life of faith。
弟兄姐妹，我们是否和亚伯拉罕一样有这真实的信心呢
？Are we like Abraham? Do we have this true faith like him?
我们是否相信神的应许无论有多少在基督里都是真实的
Do we believe that God in his promises that everything in his promises are real?
让我们将我们信心的锚牢牢地抛在那位为我们信心创始成终的主耶稣身上
May the anchor of our faith be upon the one who is the author and creator of perfecter of our faith
当我们信心软弱的时候
So when our faith is weak,
当我们在生活中遭遇艰难的时候
when we encounter difficulties,
我们能够来向主说
may we be able to say to our Lord,
主啊，我信
Lord, I believe,
但我信不足
but help my unbelief,
求主帮助我
please help me.
弟兄姐妹，主随时等候着帮助我们
the Lord is always waiting to help us.
他借着我们在他面前过一个信心的生活
He wants us to live a life of faith before him.
借着祭坛常常与他有连结
Through altars, be connected with him often.
借着祭坛我们能够来倚靠我们的神
Through altars that we would rely on our God.
叫我们能够在地上因着信我们能够过一个与世界有分别的生活。
That through faith we would live a life that is separated from this world.
让世人能够从我们身上看见那信心生活的标记。
So that people of this world will see the symbols of our life of faith.
叫世人能够认出我们是神的见证人。
So that people of this world would come to know that we are His witnesses.
虽然仇敌会尽他的所能来拦阻这件事情
Even though the enemy will do everything in his power to stop this
而感谢主
But we thank God
他是那为我们信心创始成终的主耶稣
He is the Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith
今天他借着圣灵随时要帮助我们
Today through the Holy Spirit He is able to help us at all times
叫我们能够一直的活在主的面前
So that we can constantly live in his presence
我们能够来倚靠我们的主
so that we can rely on our Lord.
即使我们信心不足的时候
even when our faith is not perfect,
主还能够帮助我们
He is still able to help us.
弟兄姐妹，愿早晨主的话来激励我们
May His words encourage us.
愿主借着过去的许多的见证人如同云彩来环绕我们
Through these great cloud of witnesses, may they encourage us.
叫我们能够答应主的呼召
so that we would respond to his calling.
我们能够成为神在这世代里的见证人
so that we would be his witnesses in this generation.
不仅是我们
not only us,
我们的下一代
but our next generation.
愿主在我们中间继续的施恩
may the Lord himself continue to give us grace.
继续的怜悯
continue to show us mercy.
叫我们能够做主那忠心的见证人
so that we would be faithful witnesses.
就等到他回来
until he returns.
让我们一起低头再有点祷告。
Shall we bow for another word of prayer?
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
主，虽然我们是不配的。
Even though we are unworthy.
主，虽然我们信心也常会软弱。
Even though often our faith is weak.
主啊，然而那用恩召召我们的神是信实的。
And yet the God who has called us is faithful.
主，你是何等的信实。
Lord, how incredibly faithful you are.
主，你一路的保守我们。
And you lead us all the way.
带领我们。
And you lead us.
供应我们。
You provide for us.
坚固我们。
You sustain us.
主啊，你叫我们在你的面前做一个完全人。
So that before you we may be blameless.
主，你对我们说，将你所爱的以撒献上。
Lord, you say to us this morning, offer up your Isaac.
主，愿早晨我们能够因着你爱的激励。
This morning, according to the encouragement of your love.
主，我们愿意把我们心中所有的都来献给你。
We want to offer up everything in our heart to you.
主，我们让你在我们心中也在我们生命中居首位。
May you in our lives, Lord, may you have the rightful place.
主，叫我们能够靠着那加给我们力量的。
So according to you who gives us strength.
我们能够在世上能够活出你荣耀的见证。
In this world, may we be able to live out your glorious testimony.
能够过一个讨你喜悦的生活。
And live a life that is pleasing to you.
主，愿你得着荣耀。
May you receive the glory.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.